Whose buttons are you pushing? All right, sorry for the delay. It's 1:41 and we're back from recess. So sorry about that, Director. But yes, I appreciate the point that you're making with regard to understanding the difference in those roles and responsibilities potentially, and the, whether or not somebody has to be on site to perform a duty. I think it's also interesting if we're reading everything in Title 22 from the context of a limited schedule scope event of a fair, and not 365 day use of the fair grounds. And it talks about they have the ability to hire right for labor for the purpose of the event, and that's different than the full year maintenance, supervision, scheduling, so forth of the fairgrounds management. Yes, sir.
This is Nate Adams from the Bonnie County Prosecutor's Office. I think what we need to keep in mind is the Fair Board operates within whatever delegation of authority the commissioners give it. If the commissioners give a more expansive authority to the Fair Board, i.e. to manage the fairgrounds throughout the whole year, then that is, you know, it depends on the grant of authority from the commissioners. So if they have been managing the fairgrounds all year round, that's because that's the authority that was delegated to them by the commissioners. We can, if you choose, pass something that is going to limit that authority to just be the fair once a year. That would be appropriate. I think that is different than the employment between Bonner County employees and fairground employees. Even if the fair board coordinates with the fair manager to conduct a fair, that doesn't change the employment status of the fair manager. I think it would be reasonable that during the fair, they're still going to be coordinating with the fairgrounds manager and the other employees that are full-time county employees. They will be engaged in coordination with the fairgrounds, but that's not going to change their employment status as county employees.
Absolutely. There certainly would, and Director Holmgren, there certainly would be a coordination aspect as a possibility. But this is kind of now we get into the rubber meeting the road of current employee and HR problems. The fair manager job description as written lists the fair board as that position supervisor, and amongst its duties and responsibilities lists serving as the secretary to the fair board, which that language comes directly from Title 22, Chapter 2, which says that the fair board has the power to employ a competent secretary with general managerial powers. So, in my opinion, I guess it would depend on what direction the board wants to go with the framework. A possible course of action could be that the fair manager job description, who is a county employee, needs to be reassessed, approved by the Board of Commissioners, because that position is funded, paid for, and hired by the Board of Commissioners. And that language needs to be taken out because it's a county employee, not a fair board employee. But there's a problem right now because, as written, the fair manager job description has language in there that has led to a lot of these problems and challenges. So hopefully that helps maybe some more context about current challenges with understanding, just the relationships between all the parties involved.
Yeah, it seems like we have a long history of, as a county, of mixing and mingling the duties and responsibilities of what the management of the fair grounds should be as compared to the management and coordination of the fair event. And so I think there is some overlap there that should get clarified and cleaned up. And from what I'm hearing from legal counsel, it's that not that the fair board has necessarily operated beyond its scope of responsibility, because it sounds like the board has either through intentional actions or lack of actions has essentially delegated greater responsibility than just the planning and management of the fair event.
May have.
Well,
we don't know what happened with prior the past board and when.
At least, at least the prior board and our current board has allowed the current fair board to manage all events that take place at the fairgrounds, the scheduling, the fee, like so. So by not doing otherwise, we have given them that scope of responsibility and authority is the way I see it. So until or unless we define it differently, that is what we have done as a board. Even as I look back, and I, you know, this is just an admission of ignorance, even when we had some meetings where we were talking to them about looking for their plan, hey, would you please put together that five-year plan? We'd like to see your plan. We got a draft plan few months ago. That plan, as we requested and as we've discussed, has to, had to do with the future planning, preventative maintenance, oversight of all the facilities and grounds. So really, we have, through our own communication, indicated that we're expecting them to manage everything.
And we've done that because we didn't know, such as
we inherited that format.
Maybe, but not you so much. But I was appointed early during the whole EMS thing, right? And for many past boards, the boards treated EMS as a department,
right,
even though it wasn't. So now this is kind of a similar issue. We're now being alerted of, maybe this hasn't been done correctly,
yeah,
and maybe we should clean it up and fix it.
Yeah, so I guess I appreciate the clarification, and I just want to, with the information that's coming forward, I want to be clear that I don't think the fair board has acted inappropriately, because it sounds like there's been a history of the county commissioners saying this is the expectation because we haven't said other, we haven't defined it otherwise, therefore. So it's, I don't think anyone's done anything wrong, but if we're saying we're better understanding the intent of statute, and if we think there should be a different bifurcation of responsibilities and duties within our county for the use and management of the fair grounds, and then how do we define the fair board's overlapping use of those grounds for a specific fair event, then that's just a different definition that we have to come to.
To me, that'd be a coordinating meeting, bringing in the fair board, bringing in our fair manager, our county employee, and the board of commissioners or whatever, and discussing where those lines are at, talking to the fair board and asking them how much time do they actually need to produce the fair itself. We don't know what that time frame is, because I know there's other events scheduled. I think the rodeo is like a week or 2 weeks before the fair starts, and the rodeo is not part of the fair. Last meeting, they were discussing maybe incorporating the rodeo into the fair, which would change that. But there's other things going on, so we wouldn't, and we could talk about that after we decide if this is what the board wants, right? And this is what moving forward that we're going to give the authority of the fair board sole jurisdiction on the fair, and that we as a county are going to retain responsibility for the property and the employees, then we can sit down and have discussions just like we would with any other vendor or any other event. Say, okay, what do you need it for?
Right.
And maybe it starts off if they need it for, 6 weeks. Well, you're going to have limited access or whatever up until a week before the fair because we have other events going on. But I think that's a discussion for down the road once we get this finalized and get the foundation concrete here.
And to your point, that gives me a whole new understanding and interpretation of when 22204 talks about the fair plan. It seems to me like really the intent, because it doesn't have a definition, just says the plan. It seems to me like what it's really intending is, what are your plans to conduct the fair event? What's the timing? What's your budget? What are your needs, right, from a practical, tactical, functional perspective, so we can coordinate,
right,
with the other purposes and events that the county has for the use of those grounds and facilities? It's kind of like a long-term contractual relationship where we say we're intending for you guys to have the least use of this space, where you have care and custody responsibilities under the lease terms, and this is what how we're going to coordinate it is, you're giving us a plan that says this is what we want to do for the next year's fair. Here's what we need to coordinate with you on. So I think if we read it from that perspective, it makes a lot more sense.
It makes a lot more sense to me.
And it would be potentially more appropriate and better from the perspective of it's been understandably challenging for the fair board to try to accomplish the responsibility of the long-term planning, preventative maintenance, upgrades, and everything of the fairgrounds facilities, which has been a daunting task for them to figure out. And so if we as the county more directly manage that, then we can have part of our communication with them and request that their plan incorporate, in my mind, I'm going to keep going back to the lease terms, I don't know how else to think about it. Are we looking for a portion of the fair revenue to help offset the cost of the use of the facilities and their maintenance? Like, this is, I think, just a very all-encompassing umbrella-like conversation about how do we manage this?
Right.
Yeah, I think to Commissioner Corin's point, you know, step one is, I guess, the board providing guidance to fair board, HR, legal, facilities, the fairground employees, what the vision is and that scope of responsibility. And then from there, we can start having those coordinating conversations, because there will be a bit of a handoff and transition of operations in progress to what the future vision is. And it'll take time and collaboration and meetings so things don't fall through the cracks. And at the same time, it sounds like a great way forward to, you know, not lose that valuable asset that resides within the agricultural community of a rural county. We can, you know, still use that for the benefit of the county through the individuals involved, their connections, their knowledge, their expertise for the fair, and then provide some clarity of direction and duties and job descriptions and expectations for the employees who work there to run the facilities and maintain it and use it for other purposes. So, it all sounds like a very clearly understood way forward to start addressing maybe things that have been challenges and haven't been able to be accomplished because we haven't been structured to address the problems in the first place.
So if we're all in agreement on what authority the BOCC has and how we can consider restructuring, redefining this, sounds like really then the next steps are to come up with a plan, proposed plan, and then figure out if we like that plan and how to make it actionable, to talk about restructuring things, roles and responsibilities, job descriptions, all of that. The other thing I'm just wondering is, do we have examples of any other counties in Idaho and or case law that speaks to this, or is this just our personal interpretation as one county of this matter?
This is Nate Adams again from the Bonner County Prosecutor's Office. I don't think there's any case law that I'm aware of. I don't know that this has ever been litigated, so I don't think there's any case law. As far as what other counties do, I'm not aware. Have you?
One of the things we were going to, this is Robert Abel from the Prosecutor's Office, we were going to reach out to some of similar sized communities or counties and see how they have organized theirs, just to see if they're kind of in the same boat. We were thinking about reaching out to Kootenai County, but I think they're a little bit, due to their size and it's more of an urban environment that they might have, but you know, similar sized counties in the state to kind of see what they are doing with their fair board and their fairgrounds and how it's all managed and all that kind of stuff. So there's still a little bit of work to be done to just kind of get a good idea of how to manage this. And as I said, that's including, you know, reaching out to other counties and other fair boards to just to get an idea of how they do it. So we can, you know, take their good ideas or, you know, do whatever we need to do to make it functional here again.
Yeah, that'd be great if we could look to see if anyone else is doing it more along the structure that we're discussing, so we at least have a starting point to reference to see if we wanted to do something similar or completely completely different.
So my opinion on that is I don't necessarily always want to be the follower. Sometimes it's nice to be the leader. And the way we're reading the statutes, with legal being represented here today, and this is something that we can do. It's within our purview as the Board of County Commissioners. If it hasn't been done, I think maybe we should maybe lead the way, because other counties might be having the exact same problems we are having.
Sure.
Why wouldn't they? When you start mixing these job descriptions and stuff,
yeah,
it really muddies the water. And like our employees are saying, they don't know who their boss is, because they're taking directive from the board, the Fair Board, and they're taking directive from the Board of Commissioners. And when they conflict, who do they make happy so that they don't risk the getting fired? So to me, it needs to be a black and white understanding of what our county employees are to do, what their roles are, and a very black and white list of duties, what our Fair Board, what we would like our Fair Board to do, because it sounds to me like as Board of County Commissioners, we can give them as much or as little responsibility as the board chooses.
And I completely agree that we have issues that we know we need to solve, and we just need to take the lead with doing it. I'm just saying if we have any examples that look like good examples that we can glean valuable information from, let's do it. If we don't have any of them out there, then we can forge the way. I'd just rather be cutting edge than bleeding edge if we have the opportunity to stay just a little off the side of having to learn from mistakes if somebody else has already made them. But if nobody else has made them, then yeah, we can forge the path. Have legal confidence that we're making a good decision.
And,
yep.
And I really
can build a plan.
It really helps the county, I think, for risk and litigation and everything else, because it clearly defines the county scope and the county employee scope.
Yep.
And I don't know if this special meeting was listed, agendized as a discussion action. It is. So we can make a decision today to move forward with what was discussed, and then have further meetings and negotiations, if you want to call it that, to see how we build off of our foundation, if you will.
Yeah, and I don't know that we even need to vote on anything. I think we could just agree to go and work on bringing forward a plan that's actionable to actually vote on, to say this is how we propose to restructure, reorganize, roles and responsibilities, job description change, whatever it might be. I think we can just say that we're going to go forward and
so
work on it so that we can bring something that we can actually make a decision on.
What I would like to make a decision on today,
yeah,
if we can, is exactly what minimally we discussed. I would like to make a decision that, yes, as a board, we do believe that statute, the way statute is written, that the board can go ahead and delegate to the Fair Board as much or as little responsibilities as we like, but at a minimum, dealing with the fair itself, so that we have clear action moving forward instead of having another meeting. I'm trying to limit the meeting so that our next meeting can actually be building the walls and our slabs already poured.
And if I may add one thing, Commissioner Corn, another thing that I think needs to, I would highly encourage and recommend actioning on sooner than later, because there are immediate, real-world, time-now implications to county employees. I would request the board consider making a clearly defined decision about clarifying the roles, responsibilities, the chain of command of county employees, so there's no ifs, ands, buts, or confusion. Because that's having a very real impact now and has been on county employees' ability to do their jobs, to feel secure in their jobs, to feel appreciated. And so I would request that at least I be given guidance to start working on redrafting, and then I can maybe bring those as a part of this further discussion. I just asked for your consideration to add that specific element.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It's to me, it's just, we don't have anything that's actionable other than to say we're going to go prepare something that we can vote on. At the moment, we don't have a structure, right, to make a decision about, to say we're going to own this, we're going to ask them to own that, here's how we're going to subdivide
our responsibilities. That's all coming forward, but I do think that we need to make that the actionable being the fact that we as a board have decided to take this avenue, this route.
Yeah, I agree. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, then I would agree that we would like the Human Resources Department to pursue bringing forward revised job descriptions for the fairgrounds manager and any employees related to it to specifically indicate that their roles and responsibilities are for the care, the maintenance, and the scheduling management under the supervision of the Board of County Commissioners for the fairgrounds, and that they have no direct reporting responsibility to the fair board. There's simply a coordination responsibility with the fair board, which would be no different than any other renter or user of the county-owned fairgrounds property. So we have county employees that are under the Board of County Commissioners that we're asking to deal with the maintenance, the care, and the scheduling for the use of those facilities. And then they're going to have a coordination, collaboration, responsibility with the fair board, with that all supervision and management comes from the BOCC. Is that the intent?
Is that the motion?
Is that the intent that I'm hearing?
Yes, that was the intent.
Yeah. I think we can just ask director to move forward with it, and then, because again, we're not adopting anything at this time.
No, but I think it would be fair to also not only allow the director to move forward with writing up new job descriptions and stuff, but also kind of giving notice, if you will, to the fair board that, hey, you know, this is what's coming down the pike. It's official. It's not just hearsay. Because there's a fair board meeting on Monday, which I will be attending, and I don't know if Robert plans on attending either. And if he does, it'd be really great for him to be able to express the board's decision.
That's fine. Yeah,
if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. Again, I think we have clear intent, and so if we're trying to better define the roles and responsibilities and have the fair board's functions be clearly defined in the near future as to being limited to the fair event, and then we're going to define everything else with regard to how the county is going to manage its property, then I think that's a pretty simple high level without until we get into the details of writing it up.
Absolutely.
If you're in agreement with that, then absolutely. I'm in agreement to move forward and let all parties know of our intent until we get it ironed out in detail.
And Robert Abel from the prosecutor's office, I think before, you know, kind of any decisions are made right here now for doing that, just for clarification's sake, is that anybody who is an employee of the county is account. There are no fair board employees except when the fair is happening and they hire people for the specific purposes of running the fair. So I think to make your job, the HR director's job, easier is to come at it from all of them are county employees. If they receive their paycheck from the county, they're getting benefits, they're getting, you know, this and that. That would make them, you know, fall under the purview of the county. They are county employees. Nobody is employed by the fair board except for the volunteers who are there as members of the fair board. There's like nobody who's working there currently is employed by the fair board. They're all county employees.
And with that, I think we have to be clear that that there is no direct supervisory responsibility of the fair board over any of the county employees, but that there is only coordination that occurs, but not supervision. So I think that'll help to delineate.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yep. Director Holmgren, Human Resources, and just tagging on to that, Idaho Code Section 22-204 does say the Fair Board has the authority to employ labor, but that would be a future discussion point. So there is a possibility there could be seasonal, temporary, part-time, full-time employees truly employed by the Fair Board that, you know, and you know, I'd be more than happy to assist the Fair Board with navigating what that would mean if they have a separate EIN, if there's any employment law, things that they'd be obligated to meet or maintain depending on their definition or status, whether they're considered a public entity. It can get very, very sticky. We'd want to, you know, help our associated teammates out with making sure they can do what they're authorized to do under code, but doing it, you know, in a way that's fully in compliance with, you know, best human resources business practices and, you know, the requirements of employment law. So, yeah. But again, that would be a future discussion, part of building the house, using that metaphor down the road.
Yeah, I think hiring part-time people to assist them with the preparation, right. Cleanup, tear down. And I think, again, that would be also come under, again, the county employees to say, I see it no different as another, you know, business relationship, if you would, where the county's leasing, renting space to another entity to say, as a part of that agreement, are we saying that our county employees are going to provide certain services, certain roles and responsibilities as a part of that event, just specific to that event? That doesn't mean that that outside entity has control over our employees. It just means that as a part of their use of our facility, we're saying we're going to provide certain services with our staff.
Great example, and that'd be no different than the MOU between technology and the ambulance service district for some of the things they provide. So there's definitely creative solutions and flexibilities and options moving forward. The strength of this approach is having something written down and documented and formalized, so that way the organization will have institutional knowledge and clarity instead of just trying to remember what happened however long ago. So.
So you want me to muddle through a motion?
If you'd like to.
I'll give it a shot. So given the information that was presented before us today, I would like to make a motion that we make a clear distinction between the Bonner County employees, that they answer only to the Board of County Commissioners. They may coordinate with the Fair Board on items, and that we will be discussing the role of the Bonner County Fair Board.
Defining it.
Okay. Is there anything else? That's a broad overview.
That works for me. People have any concerns? Do you think there's any? I'm waiting to see whether or not we want to amend.
Gotcha.
Sorry,
I need a little amendment to the.
I just think for Robert Abel from the prosecutor's office. I don't think for purposes of clarification to say that they're the employee, that they're directly the Board of County Commissioners is their superior Board of County Commissioners or their designated agents or someone you've assigned duties to be responsible for these people. So they're working under you, but you know, you have a manager who's looking after this Fair Board manager or whatever it is. Someone, I think, just for a little bit more of clarification, that they don't need to come to one of the commissioners for permissions, that you have someone that can, you know, answer those questions for them, so you're not bogging yourself down with a bunch of.
We could say they'll be essentially, if I'm hearing you, treated similar to other departments under the supervision of the Board of County Commissioners.
Yeah.
Because then we can define what the hierarchy is of reporting and all of that.
And so I also move that the Bonner County employees, fair employees, would answer, I think I already said that, answer to the Board of Commissioners and similar to other departments within the county.
Second. I'll step down in a second. And I'll have to step back up. So I've always thought that was a strange thing.
I know.
Do we have any public comment? Looking online, if there's anyone online that has public comment? Anyone in the room? Okay, any board deliberation? Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Dockey?
Yes.
Commissioner Corn?
Yes.
Motion passes. Unless anyone has anything else on this topic, I think we've exhausted the agenda for today, and appreciate everybody's input. Appreciate everyone answering my questions. Like I said, when statute is unclear, I like to ask a lot of questions before making a decision.
Yeah, and this is one thing that I've been kind of wrapping my head around too, And I think there's probably a reason that our state reps sometimes leave our statutes like that to give the individual counties or the individual board or the individual electeds some room to play with. So it's not just a one-lane road, it's a three-lane road. But both sides have guardrails, right? You can't get outside those guardrails.
That's a generous interpretation. I appreciate that.
That's like, why else?
If I was going to write it, if I was going to write it, and I wanted to give you leeway, I would say so in the description.
That's why the common answer from legal is often, it depends.
Yeah, it depends. Okay. Then it is 2:11 p.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. I think we made